Of course, it might be, but I don't think so.
Think things are pretty much settled down?
Well, yes and no. When I was coming up, my daddy and uncle had a sawmill. And we logged it with old slip drum carts, they call them. You drive that thing up and back it over the log and take out the windows and roll it up a little. And I go devil.
What's that?
That's a two-wheel outfit you load a log on.
A go devil?
Yeah. Then I went to 8-wheel, mule, oxen mostly. Then the mule. Of course, some mules and wagons, trucks, skidders, front-end loaders. Then lots of changes, lots of changes.
Does it make it more efficient?
Oh, yeah.
Logging operation?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. We grew a lot of corn back after cotton played out and the weevils came in here. And grew a lot of cattle. Of course, it was open range then. There was no, you didn't shut the cattle up, you turned them out. Then stock law came along. They passed and put the cattle in and worked the field on the outside.
What was the stock law all about?
I really don't know why they ever did that. Now, the first thing, they started dipping cattle for what they call the Texas fever tick. I small. Pretty small. Which I never did see any of them ticks. And then they passed law, you had to dip them. And then they passed a law that you had to shut your cattle up in pastures. I didn't keep up with it.
Was that business about dipping your cattle part of the stock law too?
No, it wasn't. Now, it could have come out of that. I know I was logging and grading for a long bell, and they wouldn't let you move the mule. But, well, I finally moved down to Isney, Alabama, and made me dip my mule down there. I really don't know what that mess is all about.
Back then, when you were a young man, did people complain about the government interference like they do now?
No. Not as much so. There wasn't as much interference. Now, that came along after I was up about grown and began to have these government programs and things. Now, my daddy would never participate in it. Never fooled. He said it was the beginning of the end of a free America. And I guess, to an extent, that was one of the reasons, I don't know why.